This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah. You want to stop tyranny? Well, Hillary does it. Let's shut off the free press. Yeah, that sounds good.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They're having to come out, take the gloves off from the EU to the Democratic Party here in the U.S. and say, shut off Alex Jones, shut off Drudge, shut off Breitbart. If they can shut us up, they can shut everybody up. Hillary, I'm not trying to shut off your free speech, you evil witch. One thing Scarborough got right is he said today that Hillary didn't lose because of fake news. She lost because of Hillary. So as bad as Scarborough is, he's a lot better than Hillary, even when I'm going off on him. But at the same event yesterday where Hillary said we got to go out for fake news, afterwards her supporters, like cult members, like Kim Jong-un had died in North Korea, were like, they lied about you. They said you stole the money from the foundation, which they admit you did. They said all of it. Meanwhile, it isn't the Podesta emails, all the weird sex stuff. You guys focused on ping pong pizza, Comet pizza, to distract everybody. Sure, we covered the news coverage of it. I mean, you people are a joke. Hillary, everybody sees right through you. Get used to it. So here's the end of her speech where the private sector, government, we have to work together to shut off the fake news. And it's happening.
Bipartisan legislation is making its way through Congress to boost the government's response to foreign propaganda. And Silicon Valley is starting to grapple with the challenge and threat of fake news. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
Like a war can we play that again? She's like a war mongering demon. Can we cut this in with the North Korea stuff later? I want to get all our supporters to deny the election after and then ongoing crying with loops of when Kim Jong-un died. Now, here's Brian Williams. This is the same woman who said I was under sniper fire in the air. And I was under sniper fire on the ground. We had to run into the building when I landed in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Then it cuts to her sunny day, kids giving her flowers, Hillary waddling around. She is Brian Williams. But, hey, it gets better. You don't need to have the Brian Williams connection to fake news. He'll come out and do it himself. The spokesman now against fake news of Brian Williams.
And lately, there's been a lot of coverage in the real news about the growing and booming business of creating fake news. Our own Jacob Soboroff just spoke exclusively to the creator of one of the most widely shared fake news stories in the lead up to election days with us from our L.A. bureau tonight. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Brian, pretty extraordinary. You know, after this weekend shooting at this D.C. pizzeria, it has become terrifyingly clear that fake news has such real consequences. According to BuzzFeed and an analysis that they did in the 3 months before the 2016 presidential election, articles with fake news from fake sources were shared at a higher rate than real news from us, the so-called mainstream media. And on Facebook, Brian, it was hard to...
You know, it was BuzzFeed that said Hillary had like a 97% chance of winning. The New York Times said 96. Then a special secret algorithm. So fake news announced that fake news increased. They show some graph. Oh, we're so concerned about fake news. Thank God we've got Brian Williams to tell us all about it. That's how dumb they think you are. This is their hoax. You wonder how they try to come back from total collapse? This is it. It's laughable. And now they think they're going to censor us. It'll just make us that much hotter. We are going to clean your clock. By the way, we have the president.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Good evening, Jamie. My name is Charlie Sayers. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we've got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayers. And have a Merry Christmas.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you.
It really is astounding. If you just joined us, I just played Brian Williams. Now suddenly back on NBC News. The guy that got caught publishing 20-something fake stories, lying to the public once he got investigated about being shot down by a RPG, rocket-propelled grenade, in Iraq. And now he's on a crusade, that's the headline, against fake and false reporting. I mean, could it be any more arrogant? These people are so arrogant. He thinks because he looks like a serial killer, which he thinks is handsome, and he's wearing a nice tie and a $3,000 suit and has practiced a confident smile, that he then can shovel manure down our throats. And then Hillary, a known fake news purveyor, is running around. And then you've got Colbert, who his whole career, for 15 years, he's been on Comedy Central, first as a reporter, then his own show, posing. Now he's on one of the nightly networks on broadcast TV, posing as a fake conservative, as a straw man to discredit conservatives, putting out fake news and making it a joke because it's entertainment. You couldn't get away with that on normal TV until now. And so he's really just on Comedy Central doing what Anderson Cooper does on CNN, another fake reporter. Attacking yours truly for 15 minutes in one piece, misrepresenting what we say, misrepresenting what we do, preying on his audience. I use that word because they're hoping you don't look into it. They're hoping you don't know. And now Reddit will not let you share links of Infowars.com or Alex Jones. They've shadow banned it. They don't let it get promoted. It automatically has bots that violates their terms of service. They promise it's whatever you think is important goes to the top. You're the community. Well, I'm not allowed to win. I've won too many Indy 500s. It's like rollerball. They come and tell them you've won too many games. You got to lose. You got to retire. You got to stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You're not allowed to win. No, 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 no. And no matter how you stack the deck, we're going to kick your ass up and down the street because we don't have teleprompters. I really care about prosperity. I really care about people. It makes me sick seeing people poor and dumbed down. Makes me feel weak. Makes me feel like a loser. Ruins the enjoyment in my life. Let me tell you something. People like us, and that's most of us are like that. Our problem is we don't want to be in charge. We don't want to be involved. We just want to live our lives, be successful, have our friends. We're so fulfilled, we're like, you know, I don't want to run your life. But the great analogy is the Homeowners Association. When I was a kid, there was this obnoxious Homeowners Association in this golf course community we lived in that was harassing people, not letting people make changes on their houses that were reasonable, a bunch of weird old people that were on power trips. And they were really rude to my dad and got in his face. So my dad went and knocked on over 600 doors. It was a big neighborhood. Big, I mean, back then, that's a small golf community today. And he got elected president, fired all those people, put new people in, and resigned in 1 month. And they always think they're invincible, these homeowners associations. I've run into one as of late. They'll come and cuss at you in your face, and they think it's just completely normal. I'm like, oh, I'm calling the cops, by the way, old man. Nothing that he's bad that it's an old man. It's just like they just think they're God in this position. And imagine, it goes from Homeowners Association right up to the top. You're going to call the police because I'm in your property yelling and screaming because of you? Yo, yeah, I'm calling right now. You don't do that. You want to threaten me physically? Watch what happens next. You see how this works? But I'm an official. I'm an authority. Yeah, and you're about to run in to my political fist, bro. Just like the New World Order thinks they're invincible. Hillary, they've got the power. Air Force One, they've been in charge for decades. It's their country. You're not going to have some populace that's going to reverse 60 years of globalism. No, no. Oh, wait. We're not going to take the will of the people. Why, votes have never counted in primaries. Really, the law says they do. Well, we're the sovereign party. Remember George Will? It all blew up in their face, didn't it? And now where's George Will? He's more hated now by conservatives than ever. Another fake conservative like Glenn Beck stuck in there to deceive everybody. We're done. We're on the war path. Figured it out yet? We expect to draw enemy fire. We expect to be demonized and lied about. I'm happier than a pig and you know what at this point. Because I know history. I know destiny. I know the psychological, spiritual algorithm that your computers don't tell you. I know the spirit of 1776, and you're going to feel it. You are feeling it. They're panicked. They're screaming like dying dogs at Hillary's speech, where she called for the government and Congress to pass laws to shut Infowars.com down. We're listed by name. She's listed me by name before. And they're coming, and it's already happening. but it shows everybody, like a big giant neon sign flashing. Bzz, bzz, bzz. The good eats are in here, not in the cockroach-filled halls of CNN. Now, let's get into the really exciting news right now. I've been a good boy about skipping breaks lately, but on this Friday, I'm going to skip this one because I want to have time to take calls at the bottom of the hour. This is really, really important, and I want to get to this right now. Donald Trump never used any of this in the campaign. And quite frankly, I know the inside baseball that his friends and associates say, look, we know you give to big charities privately, and we know you give to the police groups and firefighter groups and veterans groups privately, and that's fine. The giving massively directly to people on the street, sometimes on a daily basis. I mean, we're talking reportedly it's in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions a year in some cases. He's super hard-nosed with other business people and other aggressive sharks. But then when it comes to common poor people or people that are nice to him, Donald Trump has a big heart. He's got that mix that any real man's got. And so I was told years ago about Donald Trump being a patriot. I rolled my eyes. I don't follow mainstream pop stuff. I thought of him as the Apprentice host and the rest of it. So I just wasn't well-versed in it all. I didn't know he was against NAFTA and GATT and gave all this money to do it and, you know, was concerned forever about communism and globalism and learned about it from one of McCarthy's former top people. And there's been New York Times articles about that. But this guy really formed during that whole period in the 60s. Post-McCarthy, and was let in on a lot of secret congressional inside baseball. If you want to go look that up, you can go do your own research. The New York Times has written about it. Now, they've asked him, they said, please stop feeding the homeless in Trump Tower. He's like, no, I own it, I'm going to do it. Please stop buying people houses, please. I mean, because the word gets out, and so there's people there coming, and if they can actually get a hold of Trump, or have him be seen, and he sits there and judges them and talks to them. By judges, I mean, you know, gets their bearings. But most of the time, he ends up giving them stuff. And sometimes it's $1,000. Sometimes it's a house. Sometimes it's a car. It's crazy. And if Donald Trump tells you something, by the way, you can bank he's going to do it or die trying. So there's been articles now written about it post-election. Donald Trump saved my family. Widow's daughter recalls how the Donald paid off her mom's $300,000 mortgage after her father committed suicide. I mean, there's hundreds of these. I can't even keep track of them all. A family sees his limousine broke down. They pull over and help him. Tell them they're fans of his show. He gets their card. I think it was like, what? I've got the article here. $250,000 mortgage he paid off the next week. It's paid for. I don't have time to go over all of these. I mean, there's a bunch of them. These acts of kindness reveal there's more to Donald Trump than just his celebrity persona. And then it's people that are on drugs and he pays for their rehab. It's airlines would accommodate a boy with serious medical issues, so Trump gave him his jet. He gave sanctuary to a Grammy Award-winning singer, Jennifer Hudson, after three of her family members were murdered. He helped save a family's working farm that was going into foreclosure. After Sergeant Andrew was released from prison in Mexico, the Donald sent him a big check to help get him back on his feet. What Trump did for a bus driver helped save a woman from jumping off a bridge. By the way, I've been told about stuff that nobody even knows about. I'm telling you, it's almost like he just does it so compulsively that people around him are like, just don't let him get around or we'll never even get to the next meeting. Okay, so this is what goes on. Now, and he's known, he's gotten awards from Jesse Jackson for hiring large amounts of African Americans and other minorities and promoting them if they've got the skills, in which he gives them the time to get the skills in training. That's why the globalists hate him, folks. He wants prosperity, and he isn't out to get little people. And they know that. And they dug up stuff on Trump that they didn't put in the tabloids because it would only make him look good. I'm going to leave it right there. But you see what Bill Clinton did with his connections to black people, totally turned his back on them, not with Donald Trump. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Let's continue here. Here's the new articles. It's up on Infowars.com. Nobody knows about this. Black homeless woman says Trump allowed her to live in Trump Tower rent-free for 8 years. We're going to play the video in a moment. But first, I want to play the first video. This is a lady, Henrietta Hughes. This is CNN. Woman who pled to Obama is still struggling. Henrietta Hughes caught the nation's attention in February when she cried for help during one of Obama's town hall meetings. After her plea, Hughes was given a free home to live in temporarily, but she is still struggling to find a job. And then there was Republicans that came and actually got her a house. And I remember in the news, it wasn't even CNN and others didn't even give credit to them. They just said, oh, she's in a temporary home, and then they bought her a house. See how the deception works? Hughes, who is 60, faithfully goes to an employment center in Fort Myers in hopes of finding a job. And then she doesn't, living out of her car. So there's a black lady getting three meals a day paid for by Trump in a furnished area, office area that she was caught squatting. And he just turned it into a house for her. It's got a bathroom, whole nine yards. That's what Trump's done in Trump Tower when he found out the cops were hauling her out of there and evicting her. And he's so hands-on, but she wouldn't leave. They called Trump, and he came down. This doesn't fit with the media's portrayal of Trump as a racist bigot. A homeless black woman reveals that she's been living in Trump Tower for 8 years with the blessings of the Donald himself. Filming from a hotel window, the woman says she originally snuck into the building before becoming a squatter in one of the empty rooms. Police arrived the next day and told the woman to leave or she'd be arrested. When I told them I would not go, they contacted Mr. Trump over the phone, and he came down here. Instead of evicting me off the property, he said, I can stay. It's been 8 years I've been here, the woman reveals. Not only did he not evict me off the property, he made sure that I ate three meals a day by room service and that I get a delivery of fresh flowers every week, she adds. See, Trump can't stand seeing people in squalor. He's not surrounded by all the gold and the stuff because he wants to be better than people like the other elitists. It's because that's what he likes to see. And you can say, wow, that's pretty grandiose. Okay, he wants to be grandiose to everybody else. Which if humans want something, we can have it, folks. You understand that? We can build anything we want. It's economies of scale. If it weren't for him, I'd be homeless. I'd be dead right now. I'd be on the street, she says, and that Trump hasn't asked me to pay a dime. Donald Trump is not a bad guy. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. Everything I'm telling you here today is true, she concludes. Trump is renowned for his acts of kindness towards people in unfortunate circumstances, although the mainstream media is loathe to mention them. After Oscar-winning actress Jennifer Hudson's brother and mother were murdered in 2008, Trump offered a hotel suite for Hudson and her family, and it goes on and on and on. And that's nothing. And, you know, it's not known that Mel Gibson's given, like, I shouldn't even say, this was, like, years ago, and it's inside stuff, and a little bit of it came out, so I'll just tell you. I think it's, like, last time I heard $10 million from the, I know the family, his dad, a bunch of people, $10 million for kids to get organ transplants and brain surgeries and stuff just in California alone. And that's just what they know about. But, I mean, obviously the guy's got billions of dollars. But the point is that conservatives are six times more likely in major studies to actually give money to people, to actually help them. Liberals all virtue signal that they're going to give you money all day because they're not liberals. These terms mean nothing. So here's the lady that conservatives had to come help because Obama wouldn't. Henrietta Hughes during the campaign right before Obama got elected. Here it is.
Thank you very much. I first want to say I respect you and I'm so grateful for you.
Thank you.
I've been praying for you. But
I believe in prayer, so I appreciate that.
I have heard you. Need unemployment and homelessness, a very small vehicle for my family, and I deliver it. We need urgent, and our housing authority have 2 years waiting list, and we need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
Well, what's your name?
It's Henrietta Hughes.
Okay, Ms. Hughes. Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you. But there are a lot of people like you. And we're going to do everything we can. All right? But the,
We're white ladies like going, I love you, Obama, like sexually. Meanwhile, black unemployment right at, it didn't quite double, it right at doubled. And just absolutely, he thinks he just got you. It's the arrogance. He could have had a huge PR win getting her a job somewhere. But no. No. Could have told rich donors, hey, get her a job, those you'd had one. No. Because they think they've already got you. They're arrogant. Meanwhile, they've announced $10 billion in U.S. steel moving back next year. This is before he's even on office, 41 days out. Carriers coming back. Two Ford plants now. $50 billion in Japanese investment in high-tech, cutting-edge systems from robotics to chips to communications that'll be in America with Americans. And it goes on and on. Restaurants are seeing a 35-40% increase. Christmas purchasing suddenly started skyrocketing. It's the Trump effect. Optimism. The globalists want to kill optimism while telling you the economy's great. They know we've been in a quasi-depression for 9 years. And yeah, it started before Obama. And he continued the exact same thing because the same banks run him. But now there's a new sheriff in town. People say, well, I thought it's a new world order. They're invincible. No, we're here to take over. We're here to change things. We're here to restore the republic. We can win if we just believe in it. People don't believe they can ever do anything. You got to have motivation. We're promoting freedom and prosperity and living your own life and being self-sufficient. That's a lot sexier than standing in government lines and being a slave. Now, here's the lady in Trump Tower that's been there for 8 years, showing folks where she lives and how Trump takes care of her. And again, she's not the only one. And so it is becoming an issue because, well, this is just what Trump does. But then they'll have some, you know, guy, some architect that tries to triple charge Trump off what he agreed to. Architects are famous for that. They're not all bad, but boy, they're famous for being some of the biggest weasels out there, aren't they? If you ever worked with them, you know what I'm talking about. Builders seem to be great, but it's the architects. And, well, I'm digressing. Let me go to this video. Here it is.
Hi, everybody. I am a squatter in Donald Trump's building, Trump Tower, in New York City. As you can see, I'm in my pajamas. There's Central Park right there. And that tall building is the Essex House on Central Park West near 59th Street. I came in here about 9 years ago and snuck in the building and just started occupying one of the empty rooms in here. By the time a housekeeper noticed I was here the next day, she called the manager and they called the New York City police. Who came up here and told me I had to leave or I would be arrested. When I told them I would not go, they contacted Mr. Trump over the phone, and he came down here. Instead of him evicting me off the property, he said that I can stay. And it's been 8 years I've been here. Not only did he not evict me off the property, he makes sure that I get three meals a day, a room service, and that I get a delivery of fresh flowers every week. So you people, not a bad guy at all.
All right, let's stop right there. The full video, she goes on to say what a great guy he is and how people are lying about him. Now, the thing about Trump is she's obviously got health issues and some handicap issues. That's who Trump helps. Now, just like that, when I see homeless actually have their legs missing, I give them money. I don't give it to just some drug addict. It's the same thing with Trump. That lady needed help, he gave it to her.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Matt Kaiser is in town shooting some of his episodes for his hit TV show on RT. And Adam Curry, the big star of MTV back when it was the biggest thing there was, got a successful radio show and more. He's a fellow Austinite. Tall guy. I knew he was tall, but he's really tall. Really nice guy. I just met him out there. In the hall, we're going to tweet that out on Twitter at Real Alex Jones here in the next few minutes. They're going to talk about the media landscape, where they think it's going. Kaiser was already here in town, so he decided to stay another day, and he and Adam are here, so I'm very, very excited about that. I should take some calls if I said I was going to take calls. What do you make of this media war? And Hillary saying censor the alt-right media. Again, why is she able to define what is now meant to be censored? And the list they're using is a list that the Washington Post has now retracted and admitted isn't accurate. That's a pretty big deal. I'm going to play, it's like a 10-minute clip. I'm going to play the last 2 minutes of it, and I'm not fawning after Tucker Carlson. It's just that Tucker Carlson, I know behind the scenes, he came here years ago, wanted to come see me, and I've had dinner with him a few times and some other things. He's like really smart. And it's like a closeted Alex Jones, okay? And now you're seeing it on Fox News, but it's like a smarter closeted Alex Jones coming out now as an anti-New World Order patriot now that it's safer to do. And he just annihilates these guests. I don't have time, obviously, to play the whole thing. Plus, it's not my show. I haven't even played, you know, Colbert attacking me for 15 minutes 2 days ago with just lies and twisted garbage. But I've got to play this because, I mean, when I grow up, I want to be like Tucker Carlson to be able to sit here and put up these people's crap and then calmly just tear them apart. He sits there for 10 minutes with this congressman who keeps saying all the alt-rights run by Russians. And finally, the congressman gets mad and says, "You work for the Russians." And, folks, to say that I work or Tucker Carlson works for the Russians is just, it's kind of a bummer because I want to go see Russia someday. I've been to Europe a lot and things and been to Latin America. I've never been to Africa. I want to go there. If I go to Africa, it doesn't mean I'm a, you know, say a South African agent, or if I go to Nigeria, I'm not a Nigerian agent, or if I go to Tripoli, I'm not a North African agent or a Gaddafi agent. But I want to go to Russia. But I'm kind of like, I better not. They'll say he went to Russia to get his communist marching orders. You know, even though communism has been dead there for a long time, seems like communism is coming back here. So that's coming up here in just a moment. Briefly, there's a lot of new items at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of new things we've had, a lot of survival items, a lot of new water filtration systems, a lot of new solar sleeping bags and tents that are rated the very best on the web and by survival sites that we bought in bulk so that we can sell them to you at some of the lowest prices out there. Some of these we can say today are the lowest price, but Amazon might have it for less tomorrow. They just undercut everybody. The point is, buy it from us. It funds our operation. They're great products. We've checked out. Speaking of great products, DNA Force is our flagship absolute detoxifier, antioxidant, you name it, with the BioPQQ, the CoQ10, and all the other cofactors and amino acids that aid in the absorption of it. And it's an amazing product, 25% off. That is about to end. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And, again, there are a lot of specials running now. I'm not going to go into all of them because of the interest of time. But as we go towards the end of the year, it's like it's the best time to buy a car is when? End of the year. It's true. Black Friday is not a good day to shop. Now, we had Black Friday specials that were some of the best of the year, but they've got big studies out. On average, Black Friday is not one of the better days. After the New Year is pretty good, but generally it's after Christmas. Well, we have prices that are after Christmas. Now, some of the biggest discounts of the year, because like a car dealership, we don't want to pay for the big inventory that's over there. And there's some big inventory. Now, this went faster than I thought, so it's going to sell out before the end of the year. DNA Force, we hardly ever have it at 25% off. It's amazing. Try it for yourself. It regrows nerves. It has nerve growth factor. I cut my finger off, 13 years ago, helping people when their boat was on fire. I'm not kidding. Kevin Booth told the story. He was there. He's like, wait for the fire department. Don't help him. And I was like, I'm going to help him. And I cut my finger off trying to climb up the boat, fell off, caught it. It was hanging by a piece of skin or it would have gone in the water. Swam back over to my boat, got back on, went to the hospital, I reattached it. It was still numb on the tip and on the side. And I started taking BioPQQ that's in the DNA Force about 3 years ago when it came out and started tingling again. And then all the feeling came back. Now, it doesn't do that for everybody, but let me warn you, consult your physician. You got back pain and stuff already? Or you already had injuries and old stuff? Sometimes it hurts like hell. People start calling in going, yeah, my back's numb. Or if feeling's coming back. Or, whoa, you know, I had back surgery 10 years ago, and it's like back now. I've got more energy, and I can move better. But what's going on? It's one of the few products we sell. It's one of the few nutraceuticals you can actually make claims on because it's so documented. BioPQQ, folks. We'll take you to the moon without a rocket. Of course, I don't mean that literally. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I cannot believe that as I sit here speaking to everyone and talking to everybody that we're at the center of this. And quite frankly, I'm enjoying the fact that we're hurting them. But as a person, it's not fun. These are very serious players we're up against, and I laugh about it to put a gallows humor face on it. It's weird to have the EU list you by name and to have Hillary and Obama do it and to have them say we need Congress to finish passing a law that passed the House and is now in the Senate to basically ban alt-right news websites. and I hate to use the term that they define, they coin, but the media takes it, the corporate media, the state-run media puts it out, and then everyone that disagrees with the establishment, who are mainly classic liberals, I mean, I'd call Max Kaiser or Mr. Carolla, I mean, they could define themselves as classical liberals, who don't like the mainline Republicans or Democrats. Well, we don't deserve, that was a big enemy of Bush, as everybody knows, to be demonized. And I mean, they have the NPR and New York Times this week say, Alex Jones is the gateway to white supremacism, with no evidence, no proof, no nothing. It's just, he discredits the government and all the lies, so then he sends you to white supremacists. The white supremacists hate me because I'm unifying people. They want the whole anti-New World Order movement to be racist. They hate my guts more than Benjamin Netanyahu, literally, because I'm unifying people. I'm about ideology. If there was some new country freer than America, I'd go there. I love America. But this place is falling apart. Now that Trump's here, I'm going to, you know, obviously stay. And I pledge to go down with the ship, but I was thinking I might have to go down with it. Now we've got a chance, not because he's perfect, but because he's aware of what's happening. And he's not out to get people. So we're being censored on Reddit. We're being censored on Facebook now. I guess taking our site down is the next thing. They're basically blocking people being able to share our information. This is a war. Let's counter them by sending out more InfoWars.com links. Go sign our petition. We're going to deliver to President-elect Trump physically at Trump Tower. We're also going to deliver it to Congress, but make a big deal out of hundreds of thousands of signatures saying we don't want our First Amendment banned. That's up on InfoWars.com. And you know, I said let's just extend it 10 hours, but let's extend it through the weekend to next week because I want to, you know, we've got close to 100,000 signups, but I want to get at least 250,000 signups. This is, you know, send this petition out to your friends and family. Tell people to sign it. And also, you can click it to get alerts on free speech issues specifically. You want to get our news alerts and videos and promo codes and podcast links and stuff, sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter for the InfoWars Insider. But if you want just info on free speech here and around the world, that's what this particular petition is all about. You can find both links at InfoWars.com/newsletter. But there's a video up on InfoWars.com that is the video of the day. Congressman calls Tucker Carlson a Russian agent on primetime television. And it's a long 10-minute clip. And I wish Carlson would have brought this up. I guess he didn't know about it. But the same day, they're on at night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. That morning, the Washington Post came out and retracted a November 14th piece from 3 weeks ago where they say that basically InfoWars and we're listed, Breitbart, Drudge, that we're Russian agents and that we know that Russian bots were helping us. Well, the truth is they have bots trying to block us. It's the opposite. And then they had to come out and say, okay, there's no Russian bots. We're being sued and we made it up and we're sorry. And by the way, we shouldn't say these things are all fake news. Yeah, you got to sue somebody. You got to prove it was a lie. Then when somebody's lost a bunch of lawsuits, you can say that's a quack site. Another trick they've got is there are real fake news sites that put out fake news stories all the time. And they're covered under the First Amendment. They're covered under satire, but they're not really operating as satire. New Yorker magazine does this more and more. Like a third of their writing is satire. They won't tell you it's satire. So more and more mainstream news has been arguing in federal court as well when they get sued that they're entertainment and they're allowed to put out fake news. That's the new thinking. On Jesse Ventura's TV show, they were like, we've got to say we're entertainment because if we get something wrong, it's okay if it's entertainment. That's what the lawyers are saying. And I didn't get that thinking. I thought you're covered under the First Amendment news gathering even more, but that's where the law is going now in rulings that mainstream can be fake. Hell, an NFL ticket says it's not real and is entertainment. Now, I think most of it's real. There's some fake plays. Some people take a dive. But just in case, they're just telling you this is theater. This isn't real. Kind of like they tried to say with the whole primary situation. So this is just an intriguing, intriguing clip. And again, watch the whole thing at InfoWars.com. I'd love to play the whole thing, but the time we have, we're going to go to this clip and then come back and take your calls on fake news. I mean, this is their move against free speech worldwide. The Chinese started banning free speech online when Chinese started going online 20 years ago. You'd see it. You know, this guy was arrested for writing fake news on a message board. He's in a labor camp for 3 years. This guy repeatedly did it. He's being executed. for fake news. That is a communist Chinese term. And there it was hiding in plain view all the years I said the prostitutes, the deception media, the collaborator media, the corporate media, the discredited media, the lamestream media, the dinosaur media is a term I coined. Prostitutes, Gerald Celente. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. It's the name they put on us. Everything's inverted. I haven't given you any fake news today. 800-259-9231, 800, we'll launch the phone system over there, 800-259-9231. On this topic, where do you think they're going next? Will they be successful? I want to hear from you on this. And another topic, Michael Moore's kind of, you know, maybe Trump's going to get killed. What do you think about that? You've sure seen mainstream media push it. And then I've got all these stacks of articles about, you know, Trump says he's going to change all these things, and other people say, well, we just need to kill Trump. Look at this stack of political correctness today. OSU activist complained terrorist who stabbed 9 people was wrongly shot by police. Organizers of the protest said that Artan's particular actions were irrelevant. Yeah, you're waving a knife, you just stabbed 9 people, it's white racism. Isn't that just special? And then I've got all this news where they're going after people. I mean, it is amazing how they're demonizing here, and we find it. And then we'll get to that video of the day here in a moment. Orange Coast college teacher calls Trump victory active terrorism. We're really back to being at civil war. The leftist activists, the fascist activists that call themselves leftists and wear that camouflage politically, are running around calling for physical attacks, murder, death, killing. They're burning Trump homes, people that support Trump. They're attacking people. They're kicking them downstairs. They're shooting people. And it's all supported. It's very sick. Black lawyer, free anyone charged with murdering whites. That's mainstream news. I mean, this is what I see every day. This is, and then they say, I'm promoting violence. Divider-in-chief, Obama claims whites in northern states very different from southern states, very racist. And I've got a bunch of other ones right along that line as they try to divide this country. And then an Islamicist runs around from Somalia stabbing 9 people critically. He's waving a knife at the police. They shoot him, and that's an act of white racism. And the white students are saying that they're so brainwashed in a cult, like, it's a black guy. He's killing white people. He's stabbing them. Give the man a medal. Put that officer in prison. Yeah, Alex, stop kissing the police butt. Yeah, a guy's trying to stab a cop, waving a knife. He just stabbed 9 people. Man, that officer, you're right. That officer should be put in prison for life. For cold-blooded premeditated. In fact, I don't even joke and say executed. I'm already saying that. I mean, this is the fruitcakeville we've entered. But speaking of it, here's Tucker Carlson with Congressman Adam Schiff with a straight face going, we've got to pass the law in the Senate to shut down the alt-right. They're Russian agents, Russian bots. Meanwhile, there's no Russian bots. I kind of wish there were promoting our articles. We're in there being hit by Reddit bots, Facebook bots, YouTube bots, Google bots, trying to suppress us. It's admitted. Again, an inversion of reality. How dare that officer? I mean, this poor black man only had stabbed 9 white students. They deserved it. It was reparation. And the media said for 5 hours, even after it was known, hour one, that it was a large butcher knife, that there was no gun, and he ran people over, too. Oh, how dare they? It's the car's fault. I mean, this is a cult, people. Here's the clip.
Can you look right into the camera and say, I know for a fact the government of Vladimir Putin was behind the hacks of John Podesta's email?
Absolutely. The government of Vladimir Putin was behind the hacks of our institution and the dumping of information.
Of John Podesta's email.
Not only in the
of
United
John
States,
email.
But also in Europe.
Okay, you're not, you know what, you're dodging.
And Tucker,
you look and say,
are,
I know they did. John Podesta's email, they hacked
and those. I think that Ronald Reagan will be rolling over
Ronald
his
Reagan,
grave.
Fine, Ronald Reagan,
and you're carrying water for the Kremlin.
I'm not carrying water for the Kremlin. You're making, look, you're a sitting member of Congress on the Intel Committee, and you can't say they hacked.
You're going to have to move your shoulder to RT Russian television because
you know what?
This
that's
is perfect.
Just so beneath your office because it's so dumb and you're being duplicitous. I'm asking you, did they hack Podesta's emails? And you can't say it.
Sounds like that, Tucker.
You just said I was caring. Oh, you set up gang water for Putin. That's pretty hilarious.
You know, when you essentially are an apologist for the Kremlin, that's what you're doing.
One last time, Congressman. Look in the camera and say they hacked John Podesta's emails. We know for a fact that Putin's government did that. You can't, and you know you can't, and you're hiding behind weasel words.
I just said that the Russians, I'm not going to be specific as to
because
emails.
You don't know it, that's why. All right, done. One, you don't know it, and you're alleging it without any evidence.
You're ignoring the evidence because you don't care. The fact that it helped the Republican candidate is all you need to know, apparently.
That's totally false. I just think if you're going to make a serious allegation about an actual country with an actual government, you ought to know what you're talking about, and you don't.
I think that you ought to accept.
I'm taking cash from Putin now. I'm on RT.
Republicans on the Intelligence Committee have seen for a fact.
If you could say it, you wouldn't.
If you're willing to be in denial about this because it suits a Republican-elect president.
Okay, whatever. You can blather on all you want, man, but I give you a chance to state it clearly, and you wouldn't, which tells you everything.
Or a president-elect. Okay. Not very much, apparently.
I appreciate that.
Tucker Carlson, he's using...
Now I need to take a call from Vladimir Putin, so I'm going to put you on hold.
Exactly. How are you feeling, my job?
Some of the electors who will pick the president in 2 weeks are...
All right, that's enough. Oh, my gosh. You're using weasel words. How about weasel world? That's where that congressman comes from. He hails from the planet. President Adam Schiff, Congressman Adam Schiff. He's actually the president of Weasel World.
Sometimes it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Ho ho ho, this is Jet Watley from Running with the Elephant. I'm on a new CD that just came out maybe yesterday on Beatle Records. Ho 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 again and Merry Christmas to you all.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, Donald Trump is delivering big time again, not just $10 billion in steel jobs. He's not even in the office yet. Announcing he's coming back. 50 million Japanese high-tech investment carrier coming back. 2 Ford plants coming back. Ford says they'll bring everything back if the taxes actually get cut to be even with the world standard for corporate income tax. No, now he is going to appoint an EPA chief that is going to say, no, carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It makes plants grow. It's not associated with temperature increase. It comes after temperature increase because of a blooming of plants. And we are in an oxygen and carbon dioxide starved period, like Mars lost its atmosphere. It had water, it had oxygen, it had everything. It still does, but just not at a livable level for our species. They've proven it with the probes. In fact, they believe there was life on Mars before us because it cooled off first. Now, whether you believe that or not, the point is scientists admit we're losing our atmosphere. The Earth has lower oxygen and carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is hundreds of times lower than it used to be. Back during, say, the Jurassic. I mean, it's crazy how close this planet is losing its atmosphere. You want to really have some fear-mongering? Now, in the scheme of things, millions of years maybe, hundreds of thousands, I don't know. I think big asteroid impacts, too, once your atmosphere gets weak, can then basically expel your atmosphere out into space. But that all gets into astrophysics and terraforming and NASA research, and it's all debatable. What's not debatable is that we're being brainwashed. Now, I have another clip I want to play. I already mentioned this, but I'm going to play it one more time. I'm not having a coughing fit. It's always good to have a drink of water, isn't it? Or to have them throw something up over on the screen. That's always good, too. Let me go to the next story I was going to mention. It's up on Infowars.com. Video, Sheriff Blast Lefty Lawyer, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, was fake news. There are dead cops because of that fake news story. Yeah, remember? Remember what we were told in Ferguson, Missouri? They had eight different black witnesses say that there was no hands up, don't shoot, that the man who'd been arrested and convicted many times of shaking people down and breaking into things had just been robbing the local convenience store of goods. It was in some type of probably drug-induced rage, we don't know, and charged the police car and then got shot. But, hey, George Soros put out the whole thing, hands up, don't shoot, and then the NFL folks making tens of millions of dollars a year could put their hands up and all feel bad about themselves and, you know, go out and demonize everybody like they'd been put under attack. It was the New York Times, MSNBC, Washington Post, CNN, all promulgated it. And here's the big point I wanted to make that I thought of during the break. Mainstream corporate dinosaur fake news has really jumped the 10 trillion pound mutated five-eyed shark, the super megalodon, when they came out and declared everyone that disagreed with them fake news. This is like 20 times bigger than coming out and saying Trump supporters are deplorable. Because they're just announcing everything but us, everything but the establishment isn't even real. Not on some case-by-case basis, just you're not real, we have secret lists, and let's begin by banning Breitbart and Infowars.com. They have trouble with Drudge because it's just, Drudge is so low-tech, he's high-tech, you just go to the page, and it's links to mainstream, alternative, documents, raw videos, photos. So what are they going to do there? Just block his URL so people can't even share that? It's all verbal, it's all mental, it's all done by osmosis, person to person. Infowars is too. And that's why we've got to do that now more than ever, because they're instituting the screening systems, the algorithms, to shut us down. Now they can take us down. Bring it, everybody. All right, we got Max Kaiser and Adam Carolla coming in here after this first little 5-minute segment. It's going to be big. Stay with us. And your calls.